Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and we are into, amen. I pray for you. You pray for me and watch God change things. Amen. Praise God. We know that, amen, every good, amen, and perfect, amen, relationship that we have with God, it brings us closer to our blessings. It brings it, amen, praise God, closer to the things that, amen, we really need, amen, as far as our livelihood. Satan don't want us to have a livelihood. I just had seen in a vision, amen, where he tried to make something be the head, which was, it was literally darkness. It was black. And then the light, amen, he wanted to flip the light into making it the tail. And I said, wait a minute. I said, don't work that way. I said, I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. So I flipped it. Amen. Praise God. And you can reverse the curse by doing what's right. You can reverse the things that the enemy has tried to put on you by doing what's right. Amen. So, amen, praise God. Because of the demonic oppression, and I'm literally speaking a lot in this prayer as well as doing a prayer, amen. And I'm going to do some teaching on this, but I'm trying to show you how to pray, what to bind and what to loose and what's going on in the realm so that you can exercise your gifts in praying in a way and fighting the good fight of faith in a way that you can defeat the enemy. When I first started receiving demonic oppressions, when I started attacking, one of the things that I did not realize was how to warfare. So Satan took advantage over me so much, and one time he came to me and he said, are you ready to play mind games again? Because that's what he plays with you. He works with the spirit of deception, of delusions, of seduction, of lies, of being susceptible, and he's tricky. Now, he comes in real handsome. Amen. You're not going to see him as a snake, not letting God just open you into the deepness, but he'll come in as a nice-looking man, or he'll come in as a family member, or he come in as friends, associates, amen, that you've been around. He always make a place where the setting, the surroundings, it looks familiar. And when it's familiar to you, then you are literally more easy to adjust to it, to adapt to it. So you can see yourself at your grandparents' house. You know you used to go there. You know you used to hang out. And you can see yourself in a Western movie. He'll do that. You can see yourself on an airplane or a boat. You can see yourself in various things. One thing that he had showed me, I was talking about my house being, you know, fixed up and everything, and he's supposed to say he's the God of this world. The Bible said that he say he's the God of this world, and he's the God of this world. Well, he hinders people in their finances. That's their biggest warfare. That's their biggest challenge. So I thought in this dream, I had seen me going in this area where it was mountainous, and it was like a lot of dirt and stuff like that. And in order to get to my house was by the water. And in order to get to my house, I had to go on this dirt, mountainous road. And then after I made some winding turns and stuff like that, I would eventually get to my house. So I walked and drove. It was stupid because he was walking and driving too. And as I did that, all of a sudden I seen where I had went around the curve, and that was my house was immersed in water. Well, that wasn't my house. That was a lie. And he made me to think that I was living there because he works with the thoughts and the images. So we have to be careful. So after I seen my house was immersed, I said, oh, Lord, I don't even have a place to go. And then I said, well, I got to make a choice to go with John or to go with Jim or something like that, but I got to make a choice. And so after I walked back around, then I seen myself, I suppose I had been leaving out of there. All of a sudden, I seen myself on the water in some kind of ferry boat, and it was taking me to the other side, another spirit of deception. And there I was. I said, okay, got off, and I was asking for help because I didn't know where my keys was or something like that. And all of a sudden, I was, like, walking, and then I seen myself walking through, like, some kind of forest-like thing. And I was visiting something or somebody or something. And so I said, well, I got to make it home, and my house is miles away. So this man come up to me and said, well, I can take you home. I said, no, thank you. And I got me a stick, and I said, this is for the dogs if they come out after me, because I was walking in the dark. Got that stick, and I began to proceed to walk. The stick was white, representing God was on my side. See, when we in our trials and tribulations, our temptations, or whatever the enemy is trying to do, God is always there. I don't care what. He can come like a stick. He can come like a purse. God can make many forms because he works in the supernatural in order to destroy this spiritual demonic oppression that we have. So I got my little stick, amen, praise God. It looked like a cane, kind of like a rod, amen, that the shepherds used to use a long time ago. And I said, no, I said, any dogs come by me, which is demons, come by me, amen, I'm going to beat the mess out of them because I hate demons. So anyway, I went on, amen, and I left that scene. But, amen, praise God. I'm saying that to say Satan works with distractions. But my theme for today, and we're praying for an order to be turned. And the Bible tells us, amen, about turning. Amen, praise God. God needs to turn us, amen, because, amen, when we're going through stuff like I've seen, and I told you, I say Satan tried to use the tail part, the darkness, and tried to make it the head, and I flipped it. I made the light, the white part, the head. Amen. So that was literally, amen, praise God, amen, letting Satan know, no, you will not assert authority over me. You will not lead. So I went on, amen, praise God, and I resist the devil, amen, praise God, and he had to flee. See, resisting him is literally rejecting what he has to do or to give you. He'll come in, and he'll try to make you befriend him, distract you, and then all of a sudden he'll have you where he'll be trying to have your spirit man doing things in the spirit realm, and then you said, no, that's not normal. I wouldn't do that. No, you wouldn't do it because you didn't do it in the earth. Why, amen, in your own natural life, amen, so why should you do it, amen, in the realm? So he comes in with stuff that even don't line up. It don't, oh, my God, it don't make no sense. So the psalmist said, you turn me. Telling God, you turn me, and I'm ready to turn, amen, and turn means to change, to become alert, or to be converted, to be transformed, amen, and to be more mature in the realm so that, amen, praise God, you can be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Satan works with the mind. I just said that not too long ago. So we're asking God to turn us back to him where we have
left out of the vicinity, left and went to serve the devil, not knowing we serving him. Amen. Praise God. Until God opened up our spiritual eye. Amen. Praise God. So we want to turn and we want to ask God to turn us in repentance. So we're going to pray today that God would turn us, amen, in repentance. We ask that God would just literally, amen, move by his spirit and make things right for us. Because we know every good and perfect gift comes from him. We ask him to be with us today and turn us. Amen. Turn us because we're ready to turn. Turn us because we're tired of going through the unnecessary and we see things and we don't understand them. But we know that the enemy is out there trying to make us go into the things that, amen, that are not right. So we ask you, Lord God, to turn us because we're ready to turn. Make a way out of no way. Amen. Praise God and lead us in the path of righteousness today. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to turn our children that are on drugs and having sex without marriage. Turn us, amen, if we're having sex without marriage. Turn that gay man around, the backslider around. Amen. Those that are, amen, into homosexuality, those that are committing adultery, turn them around, amen, before, amen, it's too late, because Satan want to bring them into a realm, amen, where, amen, they're more deeper into sin than into righteousness. God, turn them. Amen. Praise God. Turn us, because we are living ready to be turned. Change the atmosphere. Change the things that are going on in our lives, amen, so that we can, amen, hallelujah, be more effective, amen. Praise God. Let us be able to stand forth in your anointing and your power. Let that anointing be increased upon us and double portion, amen. Praise God, so that when we go from dimension to dimension, from glory to glory, amen, from level to level, amen, praise God, we'll be able to strategize against the enemy like he's trying to use strategy against us. God, turn us, amen, today. Turn our minds back to Christ. Amen, if we backslid in any kind of way, God, we repent right now, and God, we ask you, Lord God, amen, to turn us because we're ready to be turned. Amen. Cause our lives, amen, to go into the direction that you want us to go. Let us follow Jesus. Send the angels to encamp around our children, our job, our marriage, our family. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Our ministries, praise God. Those that are apostles, teachers, and evangelists, amen, lay people, doctors, amen, praise God, coaches, amen, Lord God, let us be able to turn back to you. For if we turn, that means we returning out of something that was not a benefit to us into something that would benefit our lives. Turn us today, Father God, is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.